You are listening to Real World News.
People's Summit inaugurates Convergence Plenaries. The Convergence Plenaries began the session on Sunday at the People's Summit in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, with thousands of participants. There are five plenaries in total in the area called Aterro do Flamengo that will provide the key elements to come up with the final declaration for the summit. The five thematic areas include food sovereignty, energy and extractive industries, defending common goods from commodification, rights, social and environmental justice, work, for another economy and new paradigms. The plenaries took place on Sunday and will continue throughout Monday. The aim is to trigger a discussion around these issues between different actors. Social movements and organizations that have promoted the People's Summit highlight that these plenaries aim to reach political agreement, common messages that will mobilize people, and will be a response to the advance of green economy, the main issue at the United Nations Conference Rio+20. Rio World Radio covered the plenary sessions on food sovereignty and the defense of common goods. Karen Nansen of Friends of the Earth International, Diego Monton of La Via Campesina, and Nalu Faria of the World March of Women, Brazil, were the speakers at the plenary session on food sovereignty. Nansen is a member of Redes, Friends of the Earth Uruguay. She explained that green economy is a political project, a political agenda to pave the way for a new era of capital accumulation of our territories, of appropriation of nature and reorganization of social relations. She pointed out that many actors seek to impose the idea that the different economic, food, energy crises are a result of a market failure for not having put a price on nature. Once again, they want to impose market as a solution to all problems. We say no, she emphasized. Nature and food have a value different from their market value. It is a value linked with our culture, our livelihood, our relations. It is not linked with capital accumulation. Meanwhile, Diego Monton said the struggles in Latin American countries are focused in the rural areas against problems such as peasant evictions, agrotoxics, mega mining, dams, and slave work. We have many struggles. The challenge is to be able to coordinate, to unite, and organize all these struggles to tackle the actual cause of all these problems, capitalism expressed in the rule of banks. The activists of the indigenous peasant movement of Argentina said food sovereignty would not be possible within capitalism or green economy, which is a strategy of the financial capital. Food sovereignty will be possible within a different social and economic model, said Monton, who called for the unity of workers, peasants, native peoples, and fisher folk. Nalu Faria said that in order to talk about food sovereignty and our proposals to tackle the crisis, we need to consider that being a man is different from being a woman, and that we face different problems in different parts of the world and different parts within a country. Unless we bear that in mind, we will not be able to transform the world, nor to confront green capitalism. The representative of the World March of Women said men and women are not equal because our society is structured based on different forms of oppression, including oppression of women. Capitalism gets the most of this oppression. Faria believes the alternatives lie in another production and consumption model, another model of society and economy based on the well-being of all instead of on profit. In order to have a new model, we need to live in harmony with nature and rethink the way we divide labor among men and women.
You are listening to Real World News.